This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 98. Today, I'm sharing three simple practices to level up your emotional and physical intimacy.
Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go. Hey, everyone. So I'm going solo this week because I wanted to share this small training that I did for our men's Facebook community. So if those of you don't know, I run a free Facebook community. It is a private community called the Evolve Men's Collective. And I also run a membership community called the Evolve Men's Collective Mastermind. So in our free Facebook community, I go live every week and I share really high-level training to help the men in the group really lead their relationships and really revive things without their wives' conscious effort. So this is all about, you know, the men in there and how they can learn to lead themselves so they can lead their relationships in a really healthy way alongside their queens and really step up and create a healthy legacy. And so this training is really, really powerful because it shares three simple practices that you can implement in your life with your partner to really revive the emotional and physical connection. And the reason this is so powerful is that it also creates differentiation. It also allows you to hold on to yourself and your partner to hold on to themselves. So if you can do this practice really well, this type of connection no longer feels invasive to either of you. At first, it can challenge you a little bit, but if you really stick with it, you'll learn to really stand on your own two feet, each of you as individuals, so you can create a healthier relationship together. So this helps you get out of emotional fusion, get into differentiation, and really, truly have a thriving emotional, physical, and sexual connection. So I hope it's powerful, and I really hope you put these into practice. All right, cheers. So I'm really, really excited to share some of these skills that have really helped me and Kate level up our physical intimacy and really strengthen our connection, not only, you know, emotionally, physically, but also sexually. And so these are practices that I brought into our lives. A lot of this is based off Dr. David Starch's work. If you haven't read his great book, Passion Marriage, Intimacy and Desire, Brain Talks, he does stuff at a really high level and really challenges the idea of traditional therapy and marriage counseling. And so really, really great books. If you want to start with a great one, start with Passion Marriage. But these three skills are things that I learned directly from him and his kind of body of work. And so the first thing I want to start with is, you know, creating physical connection with your partner is really, really important. And for a lot of us, we have our belief systems around physical connection. We have all these kinds of reasons why physical connection shouldn't happen. But in the end, a healthy physical connection with your partner is going to dramatically improve your relationship. So where I often tell men to start, or couples to start, is with this idea of either the 6-second kiss or the 20-second hug, right? And I really want to say here to preface that the length of the kisses or hugs actually matter more than the number of kisses or hugs. And for a lot of us in our relationships, we're kind of blasting through life. We're giving each other a quick hug, quick peck on the cheek, but we don't actually take the time to experience the kiss and experience the hug and come to that moment. My wife and I, Kate and I, we call it kind of like drive-by hugs, where it's like, oh, hey, see you later. You hug, you embrace, and then you leave. And it's kind of, okay, we have to do this in order to create a healthier marriage or stay connected. But really, there's not a lot of connection that's happening in that hug anymore. And therefore, it's not raising up any feelings within us. And so when you start to think about this idea of, you know, the 6-second kiss or the 20-second hug, it really is about connecting to that moment, slowing everything down. And this builds healthy connection rituals, right? Emotional, physical, and sexual in a sense, because it leads to that. It creates fondness and admiration for your partner, right? Because you really get to connect with them, to see them, to feel them. It adds to your emotional bank account, which is really important, right? You get to connect emotionally with your partner. It reaffirms that you're loved. It reaffirms that the connection's there. And it helps with self-soothing, right? You're able to, we are beings that co-regulate. So as much as we would love to just be able to regulate on our own, we are at our best when we co-regulate with another human being. And this is a way that it helps us soothe ourselves to kiss or hug. Now, if you can only self-soothe in this way and you only can regulate yourself by kissing and hugging your partner, you need to really balance that out with focusing on yourself and learn new ways to self-soothe yourself. But this is a great way. Kissing and hugging your partner in a way that feels connecting and is mindful really helps you soothe your emotional system. And then lastly, you know, obviously it reduces cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and it boosts oxytocin, which is the connection hormone, right? The love, the intimacy hormone. And so really, really important to do these things, you know, focusing on the 6-second kiss, focusing on the 20-second hug, at a minimum, start adding this to your life and just slowing down. For a lot of us, it's just hug. And, you know, when you feel yourself, okay, I got to pull away, it's been 2 seconds. Well, stay in it. And what you're going to realize is that your partner and you are going to kind of breathe. You're going to relax a little bit into the hug. It's going to feel better. Kate and I, we kind of say that time stops in these moments where nothing else matters. And we're just connected in that moment. We're feeling each other. And that's super, super important. So that's where I want you to start. Now, the three things I'm going to share are three little higher level practices that you can try out. So start with the 6-second, 20-second kiss or hug, but you want to move on to these and really figure out what works best for you in order to lead in your emotional, physical, and sexual intimacy. And so these three practices, really, really important. They really serve to facilitate change in the brain, right? And so it includes the left side of the brain, which is logic, and the right side of the brain, which is the feeling part of the brain, right? Typically the visual, the feeling state, and they work together through these practices. And that's really, really important. A lot of us, we look at our relationship in a really logical perspective. If I do X, Y will happen. This is how I can do things. And it's very, very logical. But we are feeling state beings, right? We're emotional beings. And so connecting the left and right side of the brain really gives it you know, a powerful moment and helps us kind of regulate, move more towards what you want, and does some of this stuff, which is number one, it builds a resilient collaborative alliance, right? If you guys haven't heard of collaborative alliance, really, really important in terms of upkeeping the integrity of your marriage. It helps you regulate yourself, right? Between stress, emotional arousal, and calm. So you're able to really learn to regulate yourself through these practices because you're going to be very close to your partner. For some of us, it might raise stress levels and might raise a lot of emotional levels. And through this practice, we can learn to calm ourselves in that moment, right? And so that's really, really important to do. It's a profound meeting of consciousness with your partner, right? We talk about this in terms of deep connection. It's more than just the peck on the cheek. And it's more than just, hey, we're partners or business partners, you know, doing this life of marriage together, but instead it's actually a meeting of consciousness. Our brains connect. We get that deep feeling of connection. That's really hard to express in words. We get to experience connection with your partner through cognition, emotion, and sensation all at once. So all these things are firing, right? Your brain, your emotional, your sensation, it's all happening at once. And that's what deep connection is all about. And lastly, it fosters continued growth for yourself and your relationship. And this is what we want to do, right? We want to take courageous action so we can continue to grow ourselves and grow our relationship, you know, by extension. So this is what these practices do. And it's really important to implement some of these. Again, progress over perfection. It's not going to be perfect, but make sure that you implement at least one of these in order to really transform your emotional, physical, and sexual connection. And so the first one, it's called hugging till relaxed, right? So how do you do hugging till relaxed? This is really about you know, grounding yourself, connecting to yourself. So you want to stand on your own 2 feet. You want to put your arms around your partner. And this is really important, right? You don't want to hold your partner and you don't want to lean on your partner. This is about really creating differentiation. So this is about two healthy individuals coming together and embracing each other, right? So it's about you focusing on yourself, your experience, what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your body, and really quieting yourself. Use breathing, use embodiment, and calm yourself way down through this hug. What you're going to notice is that at first, it's just going to be kind of a regular hug, first 3-4 seconds. And then you're just going to start getting in your mind. Am I holding too long? Is this comfortable? What's happening? And that's what you want to start calming down. You want to be in the moment. You want to breathe. You want to learn to hug to get yourself into a relaxed state. And it's not your responsibility to get your partner into a relaxed state. That's their responsibility. And what this does is it actually allows you to take responsibility for your own experience. And so a couple of things to note, this might feel uncomfortable and awkward at first, right? Differentiating yourself could take months of practice, doing it 5 to 10 minutes a day, right? For a lot of us, we're emotionally fused in our relationship. We have these tendencies around codependency, et cetera. And so start slow and focus on just creating this ritual for yourself, right? So progress is better than perfection. If you want to start with doing this, you know, once a day for 2 minutes, 3 days a week, right? Start there. Whatever works for you, make this a practice. This could also heat things up with your partner emotionally and sexually, right? Because connecting to ourselves, lowering those stress hormones, right? Those stress levels, and really learning to stand on our own 2 feet and differentiate ourselves from our partner, well, then that creates responsibility for our own experience and ourselves as a human being. And that can actually lead you or your partner to feel more emotionally connected, to feel more powerful, and to really tap into this openness around sexuality. And lastly, if your partner start to get off balance, right? If you think about it, you're leaning, you're swaying, maybe they're leaning on you or you're finding yourself leaning on them. Just let go, release the hug, right? Step back, reground yourself, stand on your own 2 feet and start again. The best thing you can do when your partner loses themselves is to actually hold on to yourself. That creates a really healthy collaborative alliance, right? So you feel your partner swaying, and then you're like, hey, I notice you're swaying. I'm just going to kind of release and then I'll come back, right? And again, you're always swaying. You don't kind of allow, if your partner starts leaning on you, you don't want to hold on to the lean because now you're kind of taking care of your partner and they're not differentiated anymore, right? And you're not differentiated either because now you're in your head like, I better lean. Oh my God, what's happening? Should I hold? Should I not hold? No, it's just let go, come back. This is about you and your relationship to yourself through the practice of being this close and intimate in a hug. Okay. So the second practice is called heads on pillows. And so this is done in your bed, right? Really important. You can do it on the ground if you want. You can lay a blanket and some pillows on the ground if that's what you want to do. And what you want to do is you want to lay with your partner in bed, on the ground, et cetera, a place that's comfortable, side by side and facing each other. Right? So your head's on the pillow and you're facing each other. You have one arm free. The other arm's probably underneath you, right? And you want to be close enough so you can clearly see both of your partner's eyes, right? You don't want them looking like a cyclops. You want to be that close where it's, oh, wow, I'm getting kind of uncomfortable here. It's way too close. You want to be able to look at them in both of their eyes. And so you want to start by doing that. Look in your partner's eyes, breathe, connect with them, really see your partner. If you want, you can use your free arm to touch your partner, right? You can do that. You can touch them. You can rub their arm, you can put your hand around their waist, whatever it is, but you want to really see them here. And the best thing is to remain silent, right? You might feel like, oh, it's uncomfortable. I got to say something. I got to laugh. I got to say how awkward this is. But just again, learn to calm yourself in this moment, right? Connect to your right side of the brain. Connect to the emotional side of the brain, the visual side of the brain. And by you connecting there and your partner connecting there, you're actually almost able to connect both of those sides of your brain together. So you connecting your right side to your partner's right side, and it creates a deep emotional connection. For a lot of us, this is too intimate. You're probably going to see your partner and allow yourself to be seen in a way that you haven't in years, right? And this is really important to do in order to create the connection. So with your mind's eye, as you're seeing them, as you're visualizing your partner, as you're connecting with them, try to really touch their heart with your mind's eye. Try to see them for the complete, amazing, imperfect human being that they are and connect to that. And that's what you want to be doing. Now, for some of us, it's going to be really intimate to be seen this way. A lot of us, we like to hide within the relationship. There's that old saying of like, you know, we're 6 inches apart, but we're worlds away from each other. Well, this is going to allow you to really truly be seen and see your partner in a completely different way. So this creates intimacy. So it's very intimate, and allow yourself to grow through this experience. Intimacy is about revealing. And focus on truly seeing your partner instead of what your partner is seeing in you, right? So it's going to feel revealing. You're going to say, what are they looking at? Are they looking at my face? What are they thinking? No, instead, you really want to see your partner. You want to connect to their heart, right? With your mind's eye. So that's the second practice, right? Heads on pillows. So the first practice, hugging to relax. Second practice, heads on pillows. And then the third practice, which is really easy for some of us to do, right? It's called feeling while touching. And the first thing you want to do here is, you know, sit with your partner, be with them in whatever space you want to be. Usually a calm space is best. And you just want to start by touching your partner or allowing yourself to be touched. Right. And what you want to do here is you want to bring your awareness. So bring your brain, right? What you're thinking about, bring it to the physical sensation of the touch. So if your partner is touching you on their arm, right? It's touching you on your arm, pardon me. They're kind of rubbing. Instead of looking at your partner, thinking about your partner, thinking what's going on later, thinking when this is going to end, bring your brain, bring all your sensations to the end of your partner's fingers and how they're touching you. And just connect to that, right? Wherever they're touching you. and allow yourself to connect to that moment. Now, this is not about having an agenda. This is really about, you know, letting touch and letting feeling guide you. There's no right or wrong way to do this, right? Just allow the touch and the feeling to guide you. So what's really important here, what this exercise does, is it helps you get out of your head and into your body together. So it allows you to connect to this sensational experience where you have these sensations in your body, and you're able to connect to each other using physical touch to connect to this moment, right? When my wife and I do this, it almost like it kind of cuts out the outside world for a bit. And it brings us to only this moment, only the touching and the feeling and what we're currently experiencing. And that creates a moment of meetings, right? A deep connection, not only emotional, but physical as well. And so think about this idea, right? Most partners, when they're touching each other, they're not mindful of the way they're touching each other. They're just touching each other. They don't really think about it, right? They're always like, oh, I got to do this. I'm going to pull you in. I'm going to do this stuff. And they're really in their mind. And they're not connecting to the sensation that the touch is happening. They're not feeling into that, right? Because we have all these beliefs around what touching means, what it's going to lead to. Oh, do I just want sex? Does your husband just want sex? Like all this stuff. And it's really preventing us from being in the moment because we have all these ideas about what this touch means. But instead, we want to just think about the touch and feel into it, experience the sensation. So use that physical touch to bring yourself to that very moment and help your partner bring themselves to that same moment. Okay, so remember this, there's no right or wrong way to do this. This is really just about touching each other, feeling into that touch, allowing it to guide you for this moment at a deep physical level and emotional level to your partner. And that's going to open them up. It's going to open you up to reconnecting your hearts instead of just focusing on roommates or business, right? So really, really important to do. So what I want you to think about as you're doing these practices, the most important thing is progress over perfection. There's no right or wrong way to do this. It is a practice. So you want to think about getting better 1% every day, right? And so what I really want you to do as you're listening to this is choose one of these. Could be literally just the 6-second kiss or the 20-second hug. If that's where you want to start, do that, right? But then move into either hugging to relax, heads on pillows, or feeling while touching. And make that happen for yourself. Invite your partner into it, right? But start small. Build this into a practice. Create deeper emotional, physical connection in your relationship, which for a lot of us will lead to sexual connection. And really use these practices to be more connected to your partner while also practicing healthy differentiation, right? This is about allowing yourself to be seen, holding on to yourself instead of losing yourself, not overthinking, getting out of your head, getting into your body, and really feeling into this moment of connection. And so make this a practice. Commit to doing one of these. And I really, really hope this was powerful for you. And I can't wait till you experience some of these results. All right, everyone, that wraps us up for this week's podcast. If you did find value in the podcast, please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcast, or give us a follow and a rating over on Spotify. We always love to hear from you, our listeners. So any sort of feedback on those reviews would be really, really helpful. If you are a man who feels more like a roommate than a lover with his partner, and is really looking to revive his marriage by leading through healthy masculinity, you can join our free Facebook group, the Evolve Men's Collective. The link will be in the show notes. Or if you want to work with me directly in our mastermind, where I help high-level men really lead in their relationships through differentiation, through different high-level tactics, with my coaching directly every single week, you can apply to join us in the Evolve Men's Collective Mastermind. The application is also in the show notes. After you apply, you'll get a little space to book some time with me. We can have a quick conversation about what's going on for you and how I can help, and see if the mastermind is a good fit for you. Otherwise, we look forward to connecting again next week. Cheers.